This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israel is keeping up its war in Gaza, but it's also preparing for scenarios in other areas, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Thursday, amid concern that Iran was preparing to strike Israel in response for the killing of senior Iranian commanders. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reports.
Israel has not claimed the killings, but Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, said on Wednesday Israel must be punished, and it shall be for the attack. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Wednesday Iran was threatening to launch a significant attack in Israel, while Germany and Russia have both called on countries in the Middle East to show restraint. Tehran has avoided direct confrontation with Israel or the United States, with Iran-backed groups declaring support for the Palestinians, waging attacks from Lebanon, Yemen, and Iraq. Most Israeli troops have pulled out of Gaza in preparation for an assault on the southern city of Rafah, where more than 1 million Palestinians are sheltering.
Sean Hogan from Reuters. U.S. President Joe Biden's meeting with visiting Japan Prime Minister Fumio Kishida have included agreements on including a joint lunar mission, investments in semiconductors and clean energy, and military deterrence. Those defense talks will continue Thursday. VOA White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wittakuswar reports.
Biden and Kishida will expand their meeting into a trilateral summit Thursday, adding Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos Jr., another U.S. ally. That meeting will focus on freedom of navigation as tensions in the South China Sea ramp up between Beijing and Manila. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Mao Ning said the U.S. move stoked confrontation. She said no external intervention will affect China's will and determination to safeguard its territorial sovereignty and maritime rights and interests. Patsy Wittakuswara, VOA News.
For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. South Korea's liberal opposition party scored a landslide victory in a parliamentary election held Wednesday. Reuters correspondent Diane Tao reports.
The liberals were projected to fall just short of the 200 seats needed for a supermajority, but their win likely means political gridlock ahead for President Yoon Suk-yeol. Main opposition Democratic Party leader Lee Jae-myung thanked supporters and called it a great victory for our people. Lee had led a combative campaign against Yoon. He urged Yoon's party to work together with the opposition towards an economic recovery, calling it their top priority. The ruling People Power Party was set to win just 108 seats. President Yoon, who took office in May 2022, was not up for election this time, but the bitterly fought race was seen by some analysts as a referendum on his leadership, coming as Yoon's popularity falters under a cost-of-living crisis and a series of political scandals.
Diane Tao from Reuters. Officials say a massive missile and drone attack has destroyed one of Ukraine's largest power plants and damaged others. It was part of a renewed Russian campaign targeting energy infrastructure. The Tripliska plant was the biggest energy supplier for Kyiv, Cherkasy, and Zhytomyr regions. Andriy Gada, chairman of the supervisory board of Centrenergo, the state company that runs the plant, says it was struck numerous times, destroying the transformer, turbines, and generators. The plant was left incapacitated and ablaze on Thursday. Gutta said workers hid in a shelter as the first drone approached, and that saved their lives. At least 10 other strikes damaged energy infrastructure in Kharkiv. Instagram begins blurring nudity in messages to protect teens and fight sexual extortion. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
Instagram's adding new features to protect young people and combat sexual extortion. The social media company announced in a blog post that it's trying to fight sexual scams and other forms of image abuse to try and stop criminals from contacting teenagers. That includes a new nudity protection feature for direct messages that blurs any images with nudity and, quote, encourages people to think twice before sending nude images, unquote. The feature will be turned on by default globally for teens under 18, and adult users will get a notification encouraging people to activate it. Instagram says they'll also be testing new ways to hide teens from criminal accounts. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Mexico's president says his country is demanding that the United Nations expel Ecuador from the world body as part of a complaint to the top UN court over Ecuador's police raid last week on the Mexican embassy in Quito. Tensions between Mexico and Ecuador have soured since late last week when Ecuadorian authorities forced their way in to the diplomatic mission to arrest Ecuador's former vice president, Jorge Glass, who had been holed up there seeking asylum in Mexico. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.